This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster My Podcast.
And these are the Travelers.
There's a monster in my podcast.
They're like the nomads from Shadowrun.
Yeah, maybe. I was thinking more of like, wasn't Brad Pitt a traveler in Snatch?
Oh,
yeah. Like it's a name for an ethnic group in Ireland.
Yeah. Yeah, it's essentially a Roma.
Yeah, yeah.
It's another word for the Roma.
Yeah. Yeah. But travelers, they're big old brain worms.
Yeah. Who have, for some reason, have ships that they can blow up. this is a Michael Shea joint, who's the guy who brought us Mr. Shiny.
Yeah.
And I secretly suspect out of the kind of side mythos authors we've seen through the season, he's probably one of the better ones, right? Yeah. Like Mr. Shiny sounded badass. This sounds super cool.
Mm-hmm.
I should look up some Michael Shea. Mm-hmm. And the second part of this, where they go into your mouth and then take over you with your nerves and stuff, is cool. And the prose here is creepy.
Mm-hmm.
The first section where if somebody's messing with one of their ships, they can just self-destruct it.
It feels like a little gratuitous.
Like, how do I get on the ship? Like, how? Yeah, what does this mean? Like, why am I getting on the ship?
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I mean, the ship is also a small translucent vessel the size of a basketball.
Space Jam, dude.
Yeah.
Like...
this is, everybody this is begging, get up, it's time.
Like this is begging for Jordan and his crew of problematic bachelors to like get up here and dunk one of these things. Yeah. And have it blow up, winning the game. filling everyone with filaments.
Blow up not just the backboard but also the north side of Madison Square Garden.
Yeah, exactly. Like, goodbye Madison Square Garden.
Uh-huh.
Sadison Square Garden.
Mm. But yeah, these are basically like plagas almost, right? Like they crawl in through the mouth. Or you know, people who are asleep or otherwise immobilized, and it extend these whip-like filaments in order to basically replace the midbrain, and extends the filaments down into the body to control them.
Yeah. Early it says that they do this by paralyzing you with one filament and then do the old like 1-2 filament punch. But
yeah,
earlier in the thing, they say they crawl into your mouth while you're sleeping, which is way scarier.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, like just like something open, like nothing opened my mouth when I'm even if like I'm like sleeping next to a loved one.
Mm-hmm.
They've got like a dram of Hawaiian punch or something I might enjoy. I don't want them to open my mouth while I'm sleeping and put it in.
No, no. You know?
My mouth is exit only while I'm sleeping. Like, No, nothing goes in there. Nothing passes.
So what they can do, so, you know, if you're fighting one of these things, if you're fighting a human who is possessed by some of these, they can extend those filaments out and attack with them.
Yeah.
So they just kind of like emerge out of the bodies, and they can also reanimate the dead by kind of awakening dead memories inside of them. So, hey, dead thing, remember when you were alive?
Yeah,
that was cool, wasn't it?
That was cool, wasn't it? Remember when you met Sting? Wow, look, what would he think of you now? What would Gordon Shumner think of you now?
Are you mean Alf?
That's Gordon Shumway.
Okay.
Come on, Cole.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.